I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Let's head now to the Santa Monica Farmers Market, where Jillian Ferguson joins us with her weekly report.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the market report. Apple season means pie season, and no one knows pie like Nicole Rucker. Nicole is the baker and owner of Fat and Flour in the Grand Central Market, and she's here today to talk about a unique collaboration with the edible company Rose Los Angeles. Rose is known for their seasonal, ingredient-driven approach and for their collaborations with chefs like Nicole. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So this is the second collaboration you've done with Rose. Tell us about this most recent flavor, what it is, and what inspired you.
Yes. So this is my second Rose. I believe they call them delights because they're sort of loosely based on Turkish delights. So they're not like a gelatin-based edible, like a gummy. And this most recent round is based on an unexpected flavor combination that I stumbled upon while trying to come up with a late summer version of an apple pie, because I wasn't quite ready to commit to cinnamon and spice when apples started getting good late August, early September. And I thought, like, what could I combine them with that is something that would complement the flavor of these delicious tart summer apples? And I went outside in my backyard and I grabbed some leaves off my fig tree, because I don't ever really get any figs from my fig tree because the animals get them. And so I'm now kind of delving into how I can use it in other ways. And the fig leaf is, you've seen it recently in desserts coming up a lot. It's a beautiful green tea, coconutty flavor. You have to cook it first to really coax out the aroma. So if you pass by a fig tree, you might not smell the aroma that people are talking about unless you take a leaf off and put it in your toaster oven at home. So I combined the fig leaves from my tree with some vanilla bean, which is also kind of like a flavor that's in the fig leaf profile. Some people say pandan because it has that green flavor, but it's got vanilla-ish notes and it's got some roasted green tea flavors, and it definitely has a coconutty vibe to it. I combined that with some really tart first of the season Mutsu apples, a little bit of sea salt, and regular granulated sugar as opposed to brown sugar, which is what I use further into the fall. And what came out was just like a very bright, herbaceous, like comforting version of an apple pie that was just like really not a fall flavor. And I combined these things together and took a taste. And in that moment, I texted one of the founders of Rose and I said, hey, buddy, can we make another flavor? Because I just found a good combo. And the next day he went to Byright Market in San Francisco and he saw the Mutsu apples, which is what I was telling him about. And he said, okay, game on, let's do it. And they slapped this thing together so quickly just so we wouldn't miss the Mutsu season and the fig leaf season. And now we have this delicious edible that is, it's a wonderful flavor combination. It's also a very good chill, low dose of THC one-to-one with CBD.
Amazing. So you mentioned the Mutsu apple. Every time the Mutsus come into season, I think of you because mm-hmm. it's long been your favorite.
It is my favorite.
What about this apple is so great for pies and baking?
The Mutsu, once people taste it, especially once it's baked, they recognize that it is the flavor of a pie apple. Like, it has the tartness and the juiciness. And you can add the cinnamon and all the spices with it that makes it taste more like a traditional American pie. But I think it's a better, juicier, less tannic version of what most people think is the pie apple, which is Granny Smith.
What's the process once you have the flavor profile of getting it into the Rose Delight?
Okay, so their process is actually kind of remarkable. They're one of the only places that are cold pressing this cannabis. They also have their own farm. And they have this beautiful cold pressed, you know, extraction of cannabis that they then blend with farmers market produce to create like a flavor profile. And then they put it in a mold and pop it out. And then after they pop out the edibles, they have to cure them for a little bit because they're like a little candy situation, but they toss them in a dust. And that's where the fig leaf really comes in our candy, is that we toasted the fig leaves and then they also processed the fig leaves in a different way, and they blended that with powdered sugar and made this green powder that they put on the outside of it. So you get this really tart apple edible, and then it has this herbaceous, coconutty, aromatic dust on the outside of it, and that's how the magic is made.
Well, this is the most California market report we've ever done, Nicole. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was Nicole Rucker. She is behind Fat and Flower at the Grand Central Market. And Nicole is about to open a brand new branch of Fat and Flower on Washington Boulevard in Culver City. You can find her collaboration with Rose on their website. Just go to roselosangeles.com. Mike Cerrone is one of the farmers who brings Mutsu apples to the market this time of year. He brings at least 20 varieties down each week from his farm in Sea Canyon near San Luis Obispo. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. So whenever we talk, we always talk about water because you're a dry farmer, right, meaning that you do not irrigate your trees. And during the drought, that always seemed like a miracle, but then we got so much rain this past year. So how did that impact your crop?
It impacted it very well. Super positive. You really know, and we knew that we were in a drought after we saw how our trees came out of this. They just really have been growing phenomenally. We had been missing water, and we were kind of getting used to it, you know, and our fruit was a lot smaller previous years, but this year things are looking up. We've had a really, really big crop.
And how does it impact the flavor?
Well, the flavor's good because the rain kind of cut off in April and the ground's dried out, and I think the flavor's good and they're juicy. So, yeah, the dry farming's good for a lot of things, but flavor-wise, it really helps.
Yeah, definitely. So you always have at least 20, I think, varieties here on the table. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to pick a favorite, but is there one that you just absolutely love to grow?
Well, yeah, I hate to say it because everybody's going to want it. Gold Rush. It's kind of the last variety of the year. We haven't even picked it yet, but they're super good. I mean, you know Gold Rush. They're hard and crunchy and they're small and goldeny and they don't look quite right, but once you bite into them, that's all you want. But I have a couple others that are kind of my favorites, like, and they happen to be ripening right now. One is called Suncrisp. And the other one is Criterion, and actually, all three of those are goldenish apples, but they're not golden delicious. They all are kind of denser yellow apples that have a tart quality, but they're not sour. There's just like a deeper, richer flavor to them.
Well, thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
That was Mike Cerrone of Sea Canyon. He comes down every Wednesday with apples, and right now he also has quince and pear, too. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and Hope Rush. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleinman. With those gorgeous apples in the market, you really have to make some pie. You know, you can eat it for breakfast. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.